In an unusual Kickstarter campaign, two members of the movie's press decided they wanted to cover this year's Cannes Film Festival, but didn't have the necessary funds to travel to the south of France for a week. So they set a goal of $5,000 in the hopes their online readers would send them. Not too long ago, they reached that goal, and now they're here to talk about it, as well as the festival on today's Movies Chat. I am your host, Eric Davis, and with me to talk about Cannes, or Cannies, as my aunt would say. Eric, you going to Cannies this year? Can you get me a magnet? Are Eric T. Snyder and Jeff Bayer, co-hosts of the Movie BS with Bayer and Snyder podcast and critics for various online outlets. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good. Hello.
Doing well. Thank you.
So let's jump right into it. Where did the idea for this Kickstarter campaign come from? And did you ever think that you were going to reach the goal?
Go ahead, Jeff.
you had done a Kickstarter before. This was my first time. And you had done it for a series of columns, right?
Right. Yeah, for Snyder Remarks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had a little bit of experience just with how Kickstarter worked. But I think we weren't really sure. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for a couple of years and we knew we had some listeners, but you know, podcasts are free. And I don't think we kind of didn't know if people would actually, you know, if the idea of us doing daily podcasts from Cannes was enough of an attraction for people to contribute money. So I think it was kind of, I don't know, were we ever certain we were going to get it?
I never once for a second thought we were going to get it. I thought it would be a good gauge on, oh, we have some listeners. Look at that. We were able to get, 2,000. We didn't get close. Maybe Right. Our podcast will get bigger next year and we'll have a shot. Like that's kind of what I thought. And then even during the run, I think we hovered around like $1,800 for
we got a bunch right at first, which I think is how Kickstarter tends to go. You get a bunch right at first and then there's a lull and then at the end you pick up momentum again or don't. And we did.
Yeah, and I was sincerely stunned. I did not expect it.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know if it is unprecedented. I mean, we'll say it's unprecedented since it sounds better for the purpose of this phone call. But I don't remember any other press saying, I want to go cover something and I can't afford it. So let's see how many people I have that read me and let's see if they'll send me. I don't remember something like that ever happening before.
Yeah, well, Kickstarter is still pretty new. And so there's that combined with the fact that usually – I think people tend to assume that when press goes to cover a film festival, they're having all their expenses paid by whoever they're writing for. Mm-hmm. But that's not usually the case.
No, most of the time the writer goes to the festival, pays their own way, and then works their ass off trying to get different pieces for various outlets and trying to at least come close to how much they spent to get there. And it's just, you know, this is what it is. I mean, it's so important to a lot of people in the press to cover these film festivals every year and to see all these films before, you know, to get the first word on them. And you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. And Canada is so expensive because it's all the way to hell in France.
It is expensive. Now,
yes, quite. Now I was shocked.
This is your first. This is both your first time going there. Your conversions. So, what do you think this festival is all about? What are some of your preconceived ideas before you go there?
The impression I get is that it's, well, obviously it's very fancy. It's like the most prestigious film festival in the world, and so I have these visions of like the red carpet and everyone wearing tuxedos and stuff. And obviously we won't be, I assume we'll be segregated from that because we're just press. But I'm expecting a lot of a lot of stratification of like, oh, you have this badge, you have to stand in this line, and oh, this badge is slightly better, you get to stand in that other line. I'm expecting a lot of that.
Yeah, that's from what I heard. It's a little crazy with the passes.
Right. And we don't even know what level we have yet.
Right. Yeah. We don't know what level we're at. Luckily, I have five tuxedos, so I'm gonna be able to fit in quite nicely. No, but I do feel like it is. It's such an easy thing to say, like the glitz and glamour. But this is it. Like I really expect to be a little overwhelmed with the spectacle of it all. At least I hope. I mean, my God, those red stairs. I mean, they're iconic, and I hope it feels that way once I'm there.
Yeah,
Can we get a picture of me sliding down those red stairs on my butt? I want to be sure we do that.
I hope so.
We'll get a me dressed like a mime falling down the stairs.
I hope so. It is pretty luxurious. I was actually there for 2 days, in, like a couple of years ago, in this whirlwind weird, this really weird contest that Stellar Artois was running, and they wanted some writers to experience what some of their contest winners were experiencing. And so they randomly chose me, and I went. And it is pretty weird. I mean, it's unlike any film festival you've ever been to. You know, we talk about the tuxedos. It's because their premieres are black tie. You have to wear a tuxedo if you go into a premiere there. And it's the kind of festival where you walk down the street and there are Lamborghinis parked on the sidewalk. And everybody is, you know, they're chic. They're happening. They're hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I've been curious about this. Are you packing your Pop-Tarts for this? Are you a little worried with the cuisine that you might have put in front of you?
Well, the other thing I've heard is they're super strict when you go into the movies. Like, you can't even bring in a water bottle. So I can't bring any. If I bring any snacks into the films, I'll have to smuggle them somehow.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought specifically. I guess I assumed I could buy Pop-Tarts there, but. They're probably more expensive in France. Oh, they probably have French Pop-Tarts.
Everything is more expensive there. But let's talk about the festival briefly, because
– No, let's talk about Pop-Tarts, Eric.
We could talk about Pop-Tarts and how they are, you know, distributed in various countries around the world. That could be an interesting conversation.
Or we can talk about the movies.
There are a lot of films playing there. A lot of big films playing there this year. What are you guys looking forward to the most other than Madagascar 3, because I know you're both going to say that.
As I recall, Jeff adjusted our flight schedule so that we would be there in time to see Moonrise Kingdom. We were thinking of not getting there until Wednesday night, and we found out that was the thing, and Jeff was like, we got to get there in time for that.
Yeah, and to be honest, the only reason that my excitement is slightly waned for that is because it's also coming out fairly soon. So we're going to be able to get back to the festival, and I think there's like two local screenings that we'll be able to catch before it opens here in a couple of weeks. So my excitement now is probably for – and I haven't even checked the U.S. release schedule, but whatever movie is farthest away, like that's probably the one that I'm most excited to see.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting point of view.
Just because – I mean I can remember living in L.A. and seeing Rushmore – and then trying to explain it to like my Midwest friends, and they had to wait like 7 months for a chance to see that movie. And those are the kind of moments that you just don't get that often anymore. And so I'm looking forward to that.
That's true. I'm looking forward to Cosmopolis, the new David Cronenberg movie. Because David Cronenberg I'm interested in. And of course, I'm a huge Twilight fan, so I'm eager to see Robert Pattinson do something else. Pretty excited about that. What else? Everything looks good.
You know what's interesting about Cosmopolis is that you can't tell if this is going to be – you know, because Pattinson has done some of these serious films in between these Twilight films. And yes, this is Cronenberg, and I feel like all filmmakers have a few screws loose. I feel like Cronenberg's – all of his screws are loose, so that makes it a little bit more fun. But – you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Look, on paper, this looks like a really cool role for Pattinson, and he's doing some wacky photo shoots that are paying homage to some of Cronenberg's early films. But is this going to be the film that separates him from Twilight?
Right.
You know.
It's hard to know. And I think for me, obviously that's part of the excitement is all we know is who's in it and who the director is.
Right.
But we'll be the first ones. Because I think of like films that premiered at Cannes last year. Drive, which turned out to be it was my favorite film of the year. And The Artist premiered there, and Tree of Life.
Yep.
Like you get all these movies that turn out to be these huge, sometimes even important movies, and they start there. So it's exciting to wonder what that'll be this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because it's such a big year, and a lot of big films aren't premiering there. The Paul Thomas Anderson, The Master, is not premiering there. Tarantino, of course, is not finished with his film to premiere yet. The Coen Brothers film is not going to premiere there.
Sound terrible. Now that you mentioned
that. I'm not going to go anymore.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I would, but you do have some interesting films. You know, I think I think one of the most interesting aspects of this festival that not a lot of people are talking about is that you have David Cronenberg's Cosmopolis in competition, but you also have his son's, Brandon Cronenberg's debut with a film called Antiviral that looks really interesting. I don't know, like I said, I don't know if this is the first time a father and son of this caliber have ever premiered films at Cannes at the same exact time. But I think it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of filmmaker Brandon Cronenberg is. I mean, I'm sure when, you know, when everybody was watching Fraggle Rock, this kid was watching Videodrome and Scanners. So, you know, what kind of – how much of an influence – it was his father's films on his.
It'll be fun. It'll be funny if he turns out to be like totally normal. He's like Ron Howard, like totally generic, normal just films, like
people pleasing, nice family films,
and romantic comedies.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, he's probably insane, like I said.
And it is amazing because I love going in barely knowing anything. And when I look at the schedule, I'm really basing it like so far on, okay, give me the title and who's in it. And that's it. Like The Paperboy. Okay, John Cusack, I'll do it. Killing Them Softly. Brad Pitt and Richard Jenkins. Sure, let's go. And like that's it. That's all I'm going to know, hopefully, when I'm sitting down. I'm not even going to know what kind of genre movie it is.
Yeah, I guess. So, and I'm looking at directors, but kind of the same thing. Like Lawless, which I know is something about prohibition and bootleggers, directed by John Hillcoat, who made that that Australian film. What was it? The Proposition?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great Western. I always get it mixed up with The Proposal with Sandra Bullock.
I could see how that.
The Proposition. So John Hillcoat, I'm eager to see this thing about bootleggers.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Jeff Nichols, who did Take Shelter, and he's got something called Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
There you go.
Hopefully
Walter
it's,
Sales on the road.
Yeah, hopefully it's Matthew McConaughey with his shirt off rolling around in the mud for 2 hours. That's what I assumed when I first wrote it. But that is the fun part about festivals in general, is that you try to go in as without knowing much about the film as possible. That's what I do. I don't even like – you know, sometimes it's hard when you're trying to balance out your schedule. You want to peek at the synopsises just to say, okay, if I'm trying to choose between these four films, what looks the best? But ideally, you want to go in as clean as you can. It's the only time you really get to experience that, because we're bombarded with marketing for films these days, and we know practically the whole film before they come out, except if you're Jeff Bayer, who doesn't watch any previews, but he's weird. And so this is the only time to really have that pure, clean, I'm going in, I have no idea what's happening experience. And I think it's important, if you're a fan of movies, to enjoy that experience when you can. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
I completely agree. I don't know if you guys noticed, there are a few midnight movies.
The Dario Argento.
There's a Dracula movie that has Rutger Hauer playing Van Helsing.
That's Dario Argento's, and I think it's in 3D, okay. I think it's in 3D as well.
Yeah, it is. It's Dracula 3D.
That is the one. If you can find any drugs there, that's the one. I think. Because that is going to be so batshit, excuse my language, crazy. I have a feeling.
I suspect so.
Dario Argento doing 3D.
And Takashi Miike has a new movie too.
Yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's always good for something crazy.
I don't know how to I'm gonna botch all this. I'm not, you know, I don't know how to pronounce these films, but Aitomakoto is the name of his film. Aitomakoto, I'm sorry if I'm
sure.
I apologize. But that is Mike's film. And you also have 7 Days in Havana, which looks like it's got a bunch of directors, including Yves Bruneau and Benicio del Toro are involved in that. And that looks interesting. And there are a lot of films.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cavalcade of merriment. Something like that.
And when do you guys leave?
We leave Monday afternoon.
Yeah. Monday afternoon, getting there Tuesday night.
Now, part of this Kickstarter program, what did you promise your readers that you're going to do there while you're there?
Our listeners, because it was for the podcast.
Listeners, true. You're right.
Right. Yeah, it's more of a listening thing than a reading thing.
Who reads anymore anyway?
I know. Jeff always calls them our viewers, which is also wrong. We promised to do – we're going to do a podcast every day that we're there. I think we said we'd do six. At least six nights, each podcast at least 45 minutes in length, I think we said. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're thinking that each night we'll go back to the apartment and yeah, yell at each other for 45 minutes and put it on the internet.
Cool.
Right.
Cool. So now to wrap things up, other than Con, what are you guys working on right now, either in your professional or your personal lives that you're excited about?
What are we doing? Well, there's the movie BS with Bear and Snyder is ongoing. pretty excited about that on a week-to-week basis. I've got my my ongoing columns over at film.com, which is another movie website. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have not. I have heard of movies.com. I have never heard of
Right. Yeah, yeah. Film.com is like the same thing but different.
We're joking for all the – yeah, of course.
We all love each other.
Yes.
We're all very incestuous. Jeff's got a call. Jeff's writing for you now, isn't he?
Jeff.
That's right. I have a Trailer Truth.
Jeff, that is Jeff is writing our Trailer Truth column, and when I poked fun at him before, he really doesn't watch the trailers for any movies, and I God bless you for being able to do that. I can't do that because I have to cover these movies obsessively.
He got up and walked out the other night before Dark Shadows because they played the Batman trailer.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great though.
It's dedication. Yeah,
it is dedication. You know, my friend is like that in a lot of ways. He's the guy that like, he's crazy with the spoilers. He'll put his fingers in his ears and go la 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 if somebody's talking about like an actor that's in a movie that he hasn't seen. You know, so I think there are extremes that you can take it to. But you know, it's going in clean is the best way to see a film. And, you know, if everybody can do that, great. Some people can't, but if you could do that, then great. It's a great experience to have.
I agree. We all aspire to be me, I think is what we just learned.
Jeff is proof that really ignorance is bliss.
In so many ways.
But guys, thank you very much for being here. Enjoy your time in the Cannes Film Festival. For you at home, we'll get you links for Movie BS and their other sites and all that nonsense. We'll put it in the post in our supplemental materials so you can go and find where these guys are online. And we'll be listening to your podcast from Cannes, and I hope that you don't get lost in
Me too.
Along the French Riviera, but definitely, definitely do try to enjoy yourselves and walk along the Croisette. I think is what that long road leading up to the theater. It's really
right,
really wonderful. Dress warm, dress cool because it is warm there, and enjoy yourselves.
I'm gonna feel like a hobo the whole time. I know it. thanks for having us on your podcast.
Great,
absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Great, and good luck and have fun, guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right.